That is the picture.
It was a very interesting picture.
Only because Butler told us to. our overlord.
I don't know about these people.
Well, we're just going to get right to it because we are behind schedule this week. And
just
I have stuff to do. So, welcome to Plus INT, the show where we... This week, it is just Gabe,
Hello.
Shannon, and myself.
No,
What's
Georgia.
Up, yo?
We are sad.
Georgia could not make it this week.
Yeah.
She's watching cereal somewhere. Or eating it.
Or just rewatching all four episodes of Being Puppy Cat over and over.
Hey,
or,
I would do that.
Or maybe she's following the court case that's about to be appealed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
For all of you who are avid followers of cereal, the case it was surrounding is now open to appeal, and they're appealing it. So,
there's that.
Maybe Team Boyfriend will win.
I still haven't really looked that much into the podcast. I haven't listened to any of the episodes, so I should I listen to it? Or I think Georgia would like.
Georgia would be like, "Oh my god, you gotta watch!" I mean, "Oh my god, you gotta watch it."
Why does she turn
why
into a robot?
Why does she sound like a robot?
Because she's always like Skyping in.
So
she's a robot.
Okay.
We don't know if it's her opinions or the computer's opinions.
Okay, I thought you were just being offensive.
I am being offensive.
Well, that's not unusual.
All of us are offensive in some way.
In some small degree.
Shut up, Ginger.
Hispanic Ginger, thank you very much.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I got it right.
He's like
this
a
time.
Double whammy of offensive. I'm just Irish.
Woo! All right. Well, that was our first bit of news.
Yeah, see how I snuck it in there before you could?
Yeah,
I
did.
Win.
I saw that.
I win.
Let's see. Our first story.
No,
actually,
second story, thank you.
Okay, sorry. Second story.
Jesus.
Persona 5!
Yeah.
Persona, 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 Persona.
It's probably a good thing Georgia is in here because
the combined fangirliness of both of us would destroy the audio.
Yeah, and you know, it would just wreck the new recording studio.
Yeah, and we don't want that to happen. It's a very nice broom closet.
Hey, it's a broom closet full of expensive stuff.
Indeed it is. But Persona. All right, so for those of you who, well, actually, if you're listening to this before, you should know that Georgia and I love the Persona subseries of the Shin Megami Tensei franchise. And just the other day, Atlus finally unveiled the first gameplay trailer of the fifth iteration of Persona. And oh dear lordy, it looks gorgeous. And the music is gorgeous, as is the usual case. From details that have been released, you follow the main character is a thief. Why are you pointing at me? Are you recording me?
No, we're just taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
Butler wants us to take pictures.
Let's see. Oh yeah. The main character is kind of leads a second life as a cat burglar known as the Phantom, and he's joined by his two other classmates and a talking transforming cat named Morgana.
Morgana.
Yeah. Throwing some Arthurian legend,
Arthurian,
whatever, King Arthur legends in there.
Potato, but Arthur.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I can't actually quote that.
Stop.
From what has, judging from the gameplay trailer, it looks like they're using reusing the Gamebryo engine that was used for Catherine, and it looks like Catherine, except it looks. It's so gorgeous, and the music is awesome.
Isn't Gamebryo Bethesda's engine?
They have used the engine before, yeah, for
okay.
Morrowind, Oblivion, and an altered version for Skyrim.
Scream.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know where to start about Persona 5. I'm just so excited about it. Well, speaking of Bethesda, Bethesda is having their first ever E3 conference later this year.
Hype, 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 hype.
Let's see. They will be hosting on June 14th. And start speculating away because they might have Elder Scrolls 6 or Fallout 4 or any other stuff.
Hey, Preston, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to get tickets to E3.
I mean...
We should all go.
I would love to go, but...
I'm hoping for Fallout 4. Honestly.
I'm hoping for Elder Scrolls I don't care about Fallout.
I'm happy for both.
It's yeah, why not both? I mean, it's been 4 years since the last Elder Scrolls release, and then Fallout 3
came out in
2008.
Maybe they're not going to finish Fallout 3 because bleh.
You mean 4?
Bleh.
I think Fallout 3 made more money than Oblivion. It's like insane that they haven't made a sequel themselves. I mean, there was New Vegas, but that was
Obsidian.
Obsidian.
Yeah,
but
which
is a Black Rock.
Yes, it is.
Hence the confusion.
Yeah.
Like Isle Studios. I think they were the publisher, maybe?
I think Black Isle was, yeah.
I think that's where the confusion came in.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I think, if I remember right, a while ago, Bethesda said that what they have planned is to kind of alternate from releasing Fallout and then a new Elder Scrolls game and so on and so forth.
God, hopefully not on a yearly cycle.
No, definitely. Bethesda doesn't really want to release on yearly cycles. They start the game from the ground up, and they build it all the way up with all those adorable bugs that we love.
I don't know. I think, and this is just me speculating, I think like one of the best games they could probably do is Elsewhere.
That's what I would
like
to see.
Speculation about.
I want to be a cat.
That's what I want. That or Hammerfell.
No.
Well, Hammerfell is a potential one. That was kind of already covered in the previous game, but that what the canonicity of that of Hammerfell is debated.
Yeah.
I would really like to see Black Marsh. I'm an Argonian person.
Wasn't?
Weirdo.
Hey, you're just mad because the Argonians managed to invade Oblivion.
Or what if it was like Elsewhere and Black Marsh?
They are fairly close. I think they've got a body of water between them, if I remember the geography correctly.
I think you're right. Yeah, I'll check that in a little bit. But
because
yeah,
that would be both beast races.
Or if they wanted to do something insane and just have like all of Tamriel.
I would literally wet my pants in half.
That would be nuts.
It would be, but that would seems like it would take a while to make. It technically all of Tamriel was playable in Arena, but
it was like procedurally.
Yeah, it was.
You know, because for one there would be the expectation that they accurately rebuild, you know, three whole provinces.
Right. Morrowind, Skyrim,
and Cyrodiil.
Yeah,
between those three that have established recent geography and everything. Mm, okay, right. From the looks of the geography, the province of Cyrodiil cuts them off from each other.
Right. So, you have to go through Cyrodiil.
Let's see, what's Valenwood?
Valenwood is where the Valenwood. Valenwood's where the Wood Elves are from.
Well, that would be pretty cool.
The Bosmer.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard a lot of people wanting to go to Somerset Isles just so that they can finally beat down the Thalmor.
Yeah, just murder Thalmor's bros.
Yes. Yes.
Is it Hammerfell or High Rock? High Rock is the orcs, right?
Technically, no. The orcs have a city-state called Orsinium somewhere in the mountains between High Rock and Hammerfell. But it's been sacked so many times, and by the time of Skyrim, High Rock and Hammerfell have pretty much banished the orcs from Orsinium.
What's that little island up there above Skyrim?
That's Solstheim.
Yeah, that's Solstheim.
An American?
Solstheim
that's his name.
Solstheim is the island off the coast of Morrowind, where where the Blood Moon DLC for Morrowind took place, and where Dragonborn and Skyrim is.
I should actually look into playing Morrowind. I've never played it.
Same here.
Like, he has it. I've loaded it onto my computer once, and then something happened two horrible winters ago. And my computer went...
It honestly takes some getting used to because it is fairly dated. And
yeah, from what I could see.
So is your mom.
Oh, dear Lord. Already? Just no.
So for Fallout 4... I don't know, what do you think for settings for Fallout 4?
They've already covered a lot of the New Californian Republic with Fallout 1, 2, and New Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Fallout Ohio.
Why Ohio?
Wait, no, Fallout Albuquerque, and then they could make, like, references to Breaking Bad.
You know, like the New Mexico area wouldn't be a bad idea because they have stuff like Los Alamos and White Sands.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe have it kind of encompass multiple condensed areas. Like, you've got a New Mexico era area, a Colorado area, and maybe some Great Plains, maybe like the very north part of Texas.
And we can all sling meth.
One potential idea I have is like, what, maybe it could take place in Alaska so we could see what Anchorage looks like after the apocalypse.
There is that, but I mean, there's not much else in Alaska. What about not America?
That's another potential idea.
How about Rome?
Europe does sound like, in general,
what I was thinking is former Soviet Union.
You have a hard on for the Soviets.
That would just basically be Stalker.
Yeah, true. We haven't had a Stalker game in a while, have we?
No, not since
Call of Pripyat, I believe.
I think Clear Sky was the last one that they made. No, you may be right, Call of Pripyat.
I don't know. Pripyat. Those games are terrifying and difficult. Let's see. For those who have kind of heard the news on for a while ago that BioWare was working on a new IP called Shadow Realms, well, development on that has ceased.
Disappointment.
Disappointment! You're supposed to, like, a manly...
I wasn't trying to go off that reference for that crappy Hercules movie who was in God's Not Dead, whose name I can't recall.
Wait, he was in that?
Yeah. He was the evil forwards from Grandma version of an atheist.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, let me see. Oh, it was inspired by a tabletop RPG. Let's see. 4v1 gameplay. Oh, interesting. Oh, so it would be kind of like Evolve, it seems like, with a 4v1.
Would have been, anyway.
Oh, yeah, true.
So have they said why they're dropping the IP?
Let's see. Its fate seemed shaky last month, with some sources suggesting that it would be canceled while others said it was being rebooted. Now the ambiguity is gone. In a blog post on ShadowRealms.com, BioWare Austin General Manager Jeff Hickman announced that the team would not move forward with development on the title. But it does seem that the team is going to be continuing on the other BioWare IPs like Dragon Age, Mass Effect, and The Old Republic.
I think it's so cool that one of these big AAA developers is in Texas.
It must be a branch of BioWare. I thought BioWare...
Yeah, it's a branch of it.
Okay, yeah, I guess wrong because...
I believe Crytek also has a branch in Austin.
Interesting. Yeah, I was confused for a second because I thought the people from BioWare were Canadians.
I think they're split. There is the branch in Austin.
Okay. Because,
that's what they said in the story, BioWare Austin.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just weird.
Listen, I have to be prideful of all things that are awesome about Texas.
Well, I mean, considering if I decide to apply for a job at Rooster Teeth, I'll be going to Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like fun.
We're probably going to Austin for her grad school, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. Linguistics. Woo.
The other big story we have for today.
Yeah.
You guys have probably already heard of it. Sony and Marvel have finally come to an agreement and are allowing Spider-Man to come to the Marvel Cinematic Universe with his film coming in...
2017?
I believe so. That was...
You just clicked off the article where I saw it right there.
Well, this was... Let's see. Oh, July 20th, 2017.
That's 28th. God, man. No, it says first he will appear in a Marvel film from the MCU, though it doesn't say which one.
Right.
Maybe it'll be Ant-Man. Spider-Man and Ant-Man team up.
I just can't tell you how jazzed I am.
Yeah. I wonder... I haven't gotten Georgia's reaction to this because she is a huge Spider-Man fan.
I'm a Spider-Man fan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's real.
My favorite superhero in all of ever... Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Listen, I identify.
No, I grew up with Batman and his purple tights and
Listen, I think Georgia has said that her reasons for liking Spider-Man are somewhat similar to this. I identify with Peter Parker.
Oh yeah.
I'm not a millionaire orphan, but I am a weird geeky kid.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So
see.
I'm awesome. Does that make me Batman?
No.
But it seems like, I wouldn't say that, it seems that out of the Phase 3 movies that Spider-Man will appear in, I think he might appear in Doctor Strange. I think Civil War. Well, I mean, because Doctor Strange and Spider-Man have worked together on a number of occasions.
Isn't that the one with Mr. Cheekbones?
In the Cumberbatch, yes.
That was totally Preston.
Oh, Preston. but I think that Civil War is a little... It's probably far enough in development that they can't really add him in.
I don't know. I mean, we have no idea how long this deal's been in the works.
That is true. Yeah.
I feel like this has big implications for Civil War.
Mm.
Because when is Civil War scheduled for?
I think it's going to be
next year, I want to say.
Isn't it 2017? I think that's another 2017 release.
No, I think it's a 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do some fact checking here.
Captain America Civil War. May 6, 2016.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm willing to bet some money that Civil War might be the first MCU film he pops up in.
Yeah. I don't know if it is that far in development or not. Well, just have to wait and see.
I suppose.
But it seems that with the announcement, some Phase 3 films are getting pushed back a little. Mm. So far, it seems that with the exceptions of Guardians of the Galaxy to Doctor Strange and Civil War, Thor Ragnarok is being pushed back to November 3rd, 2017. Black Panther is now July 6th, 2018. Captain Marvel on November 2nd, 2018. And then The Inhumans on July 12th, 2019. But it seems that Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2 still have their release dates of May 4th, 2018, and May 3rd, 2019. So far, it seems that Inhumans will now be the finale of Phase 3.
So it seems like the cosmic side isn't really getting affected by this, with Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange, and the Infinity War.
Right. Well, Doctor Strange could possibly be a little bit affected by it. Just a little bit.
I'm very curious about Thor's Ragnarok, because... Mm-hmm. I'm not a comic person,
right.
So I might be sounding very dumb here, but I want to know if Thor Ragnarok has anything to do with the mythology surrounding
the same
Ragnarok.
With
Fenrir. Oh, werewolves!
The giant rainbow ribbon that binds him.
Meathog. From what I read, I cannot remember the article, but Kevin Feige suggested that with the name of Thor Ragnarok, this is going to affect Thor's world just like how Winter Soldier affected Captain America's world.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, I still haven't seen any of the Captain America movies.
Oh, really?
Really. Preston, we need to watch one.
Winter Soldier is probably so far the best, well, tied with Guardians of the Galaxy, the best Phase 2 film.
That's what I've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people are split between whether Guardians or Winter Soldier is the better Phase 2.
And I think people are going to be split even further when Age of Ultron comes out.
Oh, yeah. because the trailers have been getting me hype. And also...
James Spader's Ultron.
Tony Stark's freaking Terminator armor.
Hulkbuster armor.
It seriously looks like Space Marine Terminator armor, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He looks like a Termi. Mm. It makes me happy.
Except he doesn't have, like, ridiculous pauldrons.
True. He needs pauldrons the size of, like, a VW bus.
That image alone is already... It's hilarious.
Just graft a couple VW bugs to his shoulders and bam, 40K.
And now all he needs is a fully automatic grenade launcher. And we're good.
Yes. Or a bolter. Storm bolter.
A fully automatic grenade launcher.
That's pretty much what a
bolter
is.
Sounds like the best thing ever.
Well, that's pretty much what a bolter is in 40K.
Come here, T-Rex. I will take you down.
What the bolt shells do is that first...
They're explosive shells. They punch through and then explode, turning whatever they hit into...
Mush!
Yeah, mush.
Chunky salsa.
Yes.
Mush!
Mush.
Mush.
If you're an unarmored target or even an armored target...
You have no chance of surviving.
Basically, if you're anything except for a Chaos Space Marine or a very heavily
or
armored,
maybe
Tyrion,
a Necron, probably.
Well, Necrons are terrifying.
Oh yeah, but yeah, you know what I mean.
All right. Are there any other news stories that are major you want to talk about?
Yes.
Yes. What would you have?
So, everybody's all hyped for Valentine's Day, which is Saturday the 14th. But guess what comes out on Friday the 13th this week? Majora's Mask.
Oh,
Majora's
really?
Mask is releasing this Friday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I completely missed the release date. Now I feel stupid.
Because I looked it up earlier. I was like, oh, my gosh. I really hope I'm not wrong, because my hype is going to be unhyped.
There's nothing quite like a deflating hype train. The Fallout subreddit knows all about it.
Oh, that hoax was...
like there.
That was wonderful. I wasn't even mad.
With Bethesda's announcement today, there's so many people in r/Fallout that are like, I've been hurt before.
Oh, February 13th, yeah.
Yes! Yes! It comes out on Friday the 13th, and it's before Valentine's Day, and I know what my husband's going to get me for Valentine's Day. And
well, Japan and Australia are getting it on the 14th, so...
Well, guess
really?
What?
We get
they
it
suck.
First?
Yeah, America and Europe get it on a day early.
Huh.
I am going to be all over the hype train. I'm going to be like, nope, I don't care what I have to do. I will have Majora's Mask. I don't care how many hobos I have to mug.
Why would you mug hobos?
Okay.
They're hobos because they don't have money.
I need them to drive my sled.
Wow. I'm imagining you like Radagast, except instead of giant rabbits, you have vagrants.
Yes.
That was probably the best thing that has happened in a while. I'm never going to get that image out of my head now.
Those are wogs. You can't surround from them. These are downtown hobos. I'd like to see them catch me.
Hobos are going to get worked into the title of this episode, aren't they?
Oh, I will be disappointed.
Flying muffins and hobos.
You're still on about the muffins?
Yes, muffins.
Did she tell you about that?
No.
Okay,
we'll probably go on.
All right. Recently, our school put on one of the most majestic plays by Oscar Wilde, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Woo!
And my absolute favorite scene is where Jack
and hold on, my brain just went derp. Well, continue with your story. I know you won't get to that part.
Anyways, Jack, well, I was hoping you would give me the other name, but Jack and Algernon are fighting over a muffin, and then the plate slips, and the muffin goes soaring in a beautiful arc of amazing glory.
Yeah, they were fighting over, Ryan and Brandon, who, the actors who play the characters, they were fighting over muffin, and, yeah.
They unintentionally flung it into the
audience? No, it wasn't towards the audience, it was off stage, but it was, like, it was a really wide arc and pretty high up.
It was beautiful.
Was that supposed to happen?
No.
I don't know if they scripted that or not, but I loved it.
And right. it was just magnificent.
This
also,
is definitely not news.
Also, I totally found out what a cucumber sandwich is. It's a sandwich with cucumbers on it.
What? You're kidding me.
Well, no. So we were thinking that maybe a cucumber sandwich is where you like chop a cucumber in half and then put stuff inside.
You're telling me a cucumber sandwich is two pieces of bread with, and bear with me here, with cucumbers between them.
Yes.
My God.
But all right. Back on the hype train, Zelda.
Well, speaking of Zelda, a bit of news that we're keeping a cautious eye on. Netflix announced that they are doing a live-action Legend of Zelda original series.
I am very excited for this. I've read a couple things that are describing it as Game of Thrones for the whole family.
Yeah, I can kind of see it. It definitely has the fantasy vibe to it. Not
what if there's
the
lots
level.
Of death and incest and violence and incest?
Violent incest.
Death, incest, violence, violent incest, death. That's the new episode title.
Oh god, yes, please.
Oh gosh, we are horrible people.
I honestly feel like this is just one of those kind of things that we have to watch and see.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it could be one of those things that goes really good or really bad.
One of the things that it does have going for it, Netflix has done a good job with its originally produced stuff.
Yeah, Netflix has been, like, you wouldn't think that Netflix would put out good stuff.
Why would you not?
Okay, because when you're flipping through and you're trying to find a movie, you always find asylum films. So,
that's just...
What's wrong with asylum films?
Asylum films?
Oh, asylum films. I thought you said a silent film. I know what you're talking
wonderful
about.
Wonderful glories, like The Hole.
Oh, God.
Sharknadoes 1 and 2.
Hey, those are glorious. That's, like, the only good thing that asylum has put out.
Oh, God. But yes, now I know what you're talking about. But yeah, I mean, I do want it to be good and to finally shake off the curse of video game adaptations being crap. But I don't know.
I feel like Netflix can pull it off if they're not stupid. And right. Nintendo doesn't try to meddle too much.
Yeah. The last time that happened, Super Mario Brothers movie.
As another real life adaptation.
Hmm?
As another real life adaptation, I have recently read that there was going to be a stage performance of Naruto.
Oh yeah, I did
see
that.
And the characters literally look like they were like pulled from the manga.
Yeah, I mean,
I was so hype about this.
Yeah, they've released some cast pictures of a bunch of the secondary characters like Shikamaru,
Ino,
Kiba. I want to see.
Yeah, teams 8 and 10.
Teams 8 and 10, mostly. Choji looks, like, spot on.
Yeah, there's Hinata.
Spot on.
Ino. Spot on. Shikamaru.
Shikamaru, definitely. Like, out of all of them, he's the one that's the most, like, holy crap, that is just Shikamaru come to life.
Yeah, Choji actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. Also, I mean, yes. I am very sad that this is just, like, a stage production. Because if this was a movie, I would probably watch all of it. I would watch all 365 episodes of this movie.
I feel like if they did a movie, it might be condensed a little.
Yeah, that's a problem. That was my other fear with the Zelda thing, that it seems like Netflix is going to go episodic with that. So,
hey, I won't complain about that. I mean, I feel like there's some hope in the air.
I feel like the miniseries is a good format for a lot of adaptations. Like, some people have talked about wanting
it was Under the Dome.
Well. Some people have talked about wanting to see a Dark Tower movie, and I'm like, no way, yeah. not a movie. That needs a miniseries.
Yeah, it really does.
The Dark Tower is long, and the problem, well, I mean, there's several problems with trying to adapt King's books.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of them is that a lot of the stuff is internal thoughts and not people explicitly saying things. But I digress.
We could always use more Tim Curry, though.
Oh, yeah. Though I'm not sure who Tim Curry would play in the Dark Tower.
Roland.
No.
I've never read the book, but we need Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So Aaron Paul as Eddie Dean.
Oh, that is perfect. A really good one.
Would just be perfect. Mm. I don't know, maybe like a younger Clint Eastwood for if we can get a time machine.
Well, you know what would be the most amazing movie just ever? It would be a movie with Benedict Cumberbatch, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Johnny Depp, and Bellatrix Lestrange.
You mean Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes.
She has a name.
For a second, I thought you were insinuating that Helena Bonham Carter, what is Bellatrix? That they are one and the same.
They are.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was too perfect for that role, just on that train.
Yeah, I feel like that would be the best thing.
We have wandered very far from life.
Indeed we have. But we don't really have any other big news.
So I think that'll wrap it up for the news section because we're trying to keep it.
Yeah, like, Minecraft is just do whatever you want, not really getting any story. So for Telltale to really kind of add an original story to it, I think it could be pretty interesting.
I'm just curious to see what it's going to be. There's adventure mode. I don't know if y'all have heard of that. It's a thing that you find on servers and stuff.
All right.
Where you can't break blocks and stuff, but you can kill, like, horses and stuff. Okay, don't judge me. I have hobos to drag my cart around.
Okay, well,
but, yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of... I've never stopped seeing Minecraft as anything more than a giant box of Legos. I never really got into survival mode. I've always just been about building.
Yeah,
I'm a huge online player. I love playing online. Preston himself has commended my building prowess online because Preston, you described.
I don't know if commended is the right word. I stand in awe at the singular cyclopean nature of these massive, I don't know, massive buildings that seem like they were built by hands greater than men. Because you build these giant, giant Lovecraftian stone edifices, or I should say obsidian, because you cover everything in obsidian and water so that people can't blow it up.
No. People.
Player. Because she plays on a PvP server, so she has to worry about people trying to screw her over.
And my current base is sky limit from ocean level.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm done, it'll actually be bedrock to sky limit.
Wow.
And the last one was basically a giant floating ziggurat.
I make my bases hard to find and hard to blow up. Because they make obsidian blow upable, so you have to figure out ways to. It's so nobody can like make a little 5x5 box and hide in it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, but I think I have one of the best base designs. It's just gonna take a while to make. Also, for anybody who runs their own Minecraft server, I don't, but I came across this idea the other day. And it makes me so happy. Instead of banning a player, if they do something really crappy or they break the rules, put them on Banishment Island. Basically, you make a rock, maybe a little 8x8 square of land in the middle of the ocean with a tree. And you put them in adventure mode where they can't break blocks. And then you make the ocean wide enough that they will die before they find land. That is very scary.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the stage play Orochimaru.
What Gabe has just shown us that has elicited this is the person in costume for Orochimaru in the stage play that we mentioned earlier. Dear god.
It is terrifying.
Rightly so.
Jesus.
You'll be seeing that in your nightmares now.
No. I mean, the animated version was bad enough. I kind of wonder about this stage production, though, like, mm-hmm. because I imagine it's going to have a lot of abstraction or making the audience use their imagination. Because mm-hmm. there's some stuff that I can't quite imagine how they would do it. Like, you know.
Actually, Japanese theater, some of the best.
Oh, he's so adorable, Orochimaru.
Now we found a cute picture of Orochimaru.
With Hinata's eyes.
Oh, that's what it is.
You just want to hug him.
He's going to steal your jutsus.
No,
it's
still,
okay.
He still looks like if I get too close, he's going to bite me and give me a hickey. That's as we watch Naruto, that is what we have referred to as the curse series.
Oh, yeah.
His hickeys or Orochimaru's love bite.
Oh, God. Don't tempt the shippers.
As if they
tempting?
Need help.
Tempting the shippers.
Fine. Don't give them any more ideas than they already have.
God.
I have seen some stuff.
You've written some stuff.
I do not write weird stuff. Thank you.
I don't know if I want to know now.
You don't.
I just write normal.
You've been watching JoJo again, haven't you?
No, that's actually been his ringtone for as long as I can remember.
Oh, okay.
I just like the song. And I thought I had silenced my phone. I guess I didn't.
We're gonna have to add that out, will we?
I don't know, that'd be a funny moment. Continue. Don't look at me.
You, hey, you drew attention to yourself.
So professional.
So professional. But yes, Japanese stage productions, they can be really good, but if it's like adapting an anime, Georgia can tell you that some Sailor Moon productions have been like,
oh god,
derpy.
Derpy.
I can imagine it's really easy to go derpy.
Well, you were a theater major once. Do you remember Titus Andronicus at any point?
I have only read it. I haven't seen it being performed.
Well, Japan actually did a stylized stage production of it, and it is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
You have my attention.
They stylized it. It was very, because you know the play is very bloody.
Oh, absolutely.
For all of you who don't know what Titus Andronicus is, it was Shakespeare. It was, it's argued whether Shakespeare actually wrote it or not, because it is so violent. Literally, hands are lobbed off everywhere. People's tongues are chopped off. There's rape. There's murder. And my favorite part, there's people pie. They literally bake people into pies.
If I remember right, the body count is about 8 in the play.
Best pies in London.
Preston just is, he's off in La La Land right now.
No, people pies.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Sweetie
about. Talk. I know what you're talking about. I was starting to talk about like a body count.
And the best pies in London. Now, I wrote a very long paper about this.
Wow.
The body count and the what happened to Rome after all of this blood and death and murder and gore and
Oh, Rome.
Oh yeah, let's see. Yeah, Titus Andronicus was believed to have been written between 1588 and 1593, probably in collaboration with George Peele.
Because I mean, a lot of Shakespeare stuff wasn't like wholly 100% original.
Oh yeah,
like Romeo and Juliet was an adaptation of a different of a. I think it was a story. But the thing about it is that the original was like a Christian abstinence message. It was the
13-year-old shouldn't have sex.
That part of it was they were older in the original.
Oh, okay.
It was a you know, this their sinfulness gets them killed. Ah, evil.
Ah.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is a lot deeper than that.
Hmm.
I mean, I guess I could rant, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's the geeking out session, yeah. So
but,
if you want.
Anyway. I mean, I could geek about Shakespeare for a while. Titus Andronicus is very interesting because the play itself is a symbol of the entirety of Rome's history.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like, from beginning to end, everything is a symbol of Rome's history.
And how it all just came tumbling down.
Oh, poor Rome.
Lucinda. I think I got that name right. Lucinda? Lucina?
What?
Lucinda? Lucina?
How do you spell it?
It's the character that gets raped.
Okay.
No, it's very important because that's actually the driving factor of the entire play is the rape of this character. And basically, she represents the very first Empress of Rome was named...
Lavinia? Was that
Lavinia,
it?
There
oh,
we go.
Okay.
Was named Lavinia, and the play centers around Lavinia, this character who represents Rome, and her reign.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the end, she dies. Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for something that's been around
for
like...
You're telling me that a Shakespearean tragedy has someone die in the end?
Yeah.
Could be like Hamlet where everyone dies.
The body count in the end is 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 people die in the end.
Wow. Game of Thrones passes that by like midway through the first
season. Okay, well, By Shakespeare's time, that must have been like a bloodbath.
I suppose.
Yeah, that was a bloodbath. Like, in the last act, you have two people baked into pies and fed to their mother.
Nom, 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 nom.
I mean,
and then the mother's like, oh my gosh! Takes another bite of the pie and then stabbed. And then the dude who stabs her gets stabbed. And then the dude that stabs him gets stabbed.
Sounds like the Red Wedding.
I was about to say the very same thing!
And it's just a magnificent piece of work. But kind of back onto what I was saying, Japan did a stylized adaptation of it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the play alludes to is Ovid's Metamorphoses,
mm-hmm.
where one of the characters is raped and then exposes the name of her rapists after having her tongue cut out by them so she couldn't speak by writing their names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chiron and Dmitri, the people who rape her, are like, oh, we can't have her doing that. So they cut out her tongue and chop off her hands.
Okay.
So bloody. But,
yeah, but
during the stylizing of this, to show this, they actually put like streamers and stuff on her arms that were like bright red that streamed around the entire time she was on stage.
Okay, for a second, I thought you were talking about that this happened in the stylized play.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that happened in the actual play.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, both, presumably.
Well, yes.
Since
and then
they
stylized the entire thing. Some of them will be, like, branches and stuff sticking out or, like, bloody bandages.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, one of the plays, generally in London, they'll wrap her stumps in her hair after they, like, chop her hair off. And,
ew.
Yeah.
That is unsanitary.
But in the stylized version, like I said, they did it a lot. It's very beautiful, but it's kind of disturbing. Just like this essence of blood just flowing across the stage the entire time she's on.
Well, I mean, this is Japan. They have a way of making things being both beautiful and disturbing at the same time.
They seem to have less of a aversion to blood and gore.
It really does seem like that, yeah.
I wonder why that is.
Western cultures have an aversion to blood and gore. Okay.
Like, it's more... like
a portraying on like television, maybe
like shonen. Like Naruto is a kid's anime.
Yes.
Like it is for shonen. It is for the young boys demographic.
But it
and
can
it
still
is
get
full of blood and gore.
Yeah, like
not as bad as JoJo's though.
Oh dear God, no.
But JoJo, I think JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is also a shonen.
Yes, it is a shonen.
You know?
Though to be fair, JoJo did come like a lot earlier though.
Yeah, it was in the '80s.
Yeah. But yeah, like. The spoiler thing is just, yeah, you guys should know it by now. But when Obito slaughtered the Mist Ninja in the anime, that was pretty bloody, right?
That was just blood, guts, gore, sadness.
Everyone screaming. But that was actually done really well. In fact, the guy who directed that episode and also did the fist fight between Obito and Kakashi, that's the guy who should animate like the last few battles, especially
yeah.
the Sasuke and Naruto.
I actually once I finished reading the manga, I never got back to watching the anime. I feel like I should.
Well, I think part of that's because you were watching the old stuff with me.
Yeah, I'm helping him slog through all the old stuff. We're finally just about to get to the fight between Conqueror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So beginning of Shippuden?
Yeah, beginning.
Very
we're in the very beginning of Shippuden.
Okay.
We haven't made a lot of progress because we've also been watching Archer. I've been taking her
and Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though we
kind of
stalled on Breaking
Cat.
Bad. Well, I mean, we finished being Puppy Cat. Like we watched the pilot one day and then we watched the rest of it the next day.
We need to watch more Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I haven't really watched the anime ever since I really finished the manga. I think, I don't know, I probably have to go back and I stopped somewhere after, just before Obito first absorbed the Ten Tails into himself.
I stopped watching the anime shortly after the tree pops up the first time.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. But
and he's just like, what?
But the other reason is because Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works was on at the time, and then JoJo finally returned, and then you
become... I'm actually behind on JoJo, but that's because I'm letting the episodes build up a little so I can binge.
Let me see. So far, they've gotten through...
I think... Are they through Anubis?
Yeah, they just finished Anubis.
Okay.
They did Indul, they did Oingo and Boingo. That was... That episode
Boingo,
was cool.
Oingo and Boingo is... Oh, man. But,
they did a custom ending for that episode.
Except, for the, words. Like, in the subtitles, they changed their names to something.
Oh, yeah, they did the Viz translations because music and artist copyright laws.
Because Kanye.
Oingo Boingo has nothing to do with Kanye West.
Well, Kanye thinks so.
Well, Kanye West thinks a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't know how to follow up on that. But, yeah, they finished Indul, Oingo Boingo, Anubis, and next should
is
be...
Bost next, or is it Alessi?
No, it's not Alessi. It is,
I can't remember.
What's her name? Mariah.
Mariah, so Bost.
Yes.
Bost.
I think the Alessi episode is, probably two-part is going to be creepy.
I actually don't know what happens because the manga I was reading was missing those chapters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, like, Alessi is psycho, and he's really, really creepy.
Yeah.
What, do you know what Stan does?
It changes people into kids.
Yeah, poor Polnareff has to run away from the guy.
Yeah.
But then Jotaro's turned into a kid, and then he still punches Alessi's lights out.
Yeah, Jotaro is just a badass through and through.
Yeah, there is... Yeah, that's who he is. If Badass had, like, a face for anime, I think Jotaro would probably be...
Jotaro is definitely
one of the top ones.
One of the front runners.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say oldest for a second, but then I remember that there have been a lot of other badass people before him.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is one of the older animes for Shonen Jump, but I don't think it's the older manga overall.
Yeah, I think the oldest manga overall...
What's the one we were talking about earlier?
Golgo 13 is currently the longest running serialized manga. And it's about to finish up. And, yeah.
I feel like One Piece is going to break all of the records.
I'm just going to keep going and going and going.
Oh, well, pause.
The thing about it is that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is still going, but it switched to a monthly.
Yeah, it was after part 6.
Yeah.
And with Steel Ball run that Araki...
Steel Ball.
Oh, it's silly.
Yeah, it's all JoJo. But yeah, it was with Steel Ball Run that he went monthly with it. But One Piece has to work a lot to beat Golgo 13 because it's been running for over 40 years.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And do you think we should probably finish it up?
Yeah, I think because we have places to be.
Right.
And we want to get something to eat before we have to go to Amarillo.
Okay.
So... Sorry for making this episode a little shorter by about 10 minutes.
Hey, we talked about blood, guts, gore, incest, and people pie. It's cool.
Persona.
Fallout hype!
Majora's Mask!
Phone going off.
Talking cat.
What?
Yeah, Morgana, the cat in Persona 5.
Right.
Yeah, she talks. And she also transforms.
Bethesda! E3!
Now that we have recapped the episode, in case you forgot, love us. Hate us, just want us to shut up and get off the air. Tell us about it. Drop us a line at plusintwt@gmail.com or perhaps The Prairie. We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We have our personal Facebooks and Twitters, but
you can reach us anytime at those.
Don't seek us out, creepers.
Okay, yeah, not to that extent.
Or in the comments on this very post that you may have reached us through. Just talk to us.
We always post the links, so we know people see them.
We want you to talk to us.
Okay, that was kind of creepy the way you put it.
Yuki.
Oh, God, no.
Or
Yuki!
A boy's best friend is his mother. Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
Say what?
Sorry, I'm referencing, like, psychopaths from movies.
Oh, okay. I got the first one. I didn't get the second one.
American Psycho?
I never saw American Psycho.
Something quotes from Nightcrawler.
I was trying to think of a Lou Bloom quote, but I can't, off the top of my head, think of anything he said.
And I'm going to eat your liver.
With some
a census taker tried to test
Chianti.
Me once. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Ah, I can't do that. Anthony Hopkins, I can't do that. Help me.
Oh, man. Hannibal Lecter, man.
Well, then.
Yeah.
So,
on that note, Hannibal Lecter.
So if you love us, you should totally talk to us. Please, senpai.
We're sociable. Well, they are. I'm kind of...
You're a hermit.
Yeah, I am.
We're sociable.
We're hermits.
We're sociable hermits.
As long as y'all aren't hobos, because the second y'all turn into hobos, I will strap y'all up to my sleigh.
If I turn into a hobo, that probably means you're also financially insolvent.
Says you.
Oh, God. All right, I'm cutting this off before it gets even
bigger. Okay. Bye.